from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is there weirdly a little bit more buzz and positive momentum in Patriot Nation than Red Sox Nation right now? For a team that I projected to win zero games?
I would say maybe.
With an emphasis on may.
Yeah,
look at you, radio professional.
I think it is more some people waking up and being like, oh, okay, the kid showed a flash.
He doesn't suck.
Bingo. I think it is much more that, because when you look at the Red Sox, there is the, okay, they got Cora. He's settled in. Cora's been very aggressive and managed. Like, Cora is now managing like he's got the security of a contract now.
Yeah.
So that does kind of excite me a little bit. I do think there are still some people who, when you look at the Kansas City Royals, you're like, come on, man, the Kansas City Royals, like, we're not good enough to beat them.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it was, yay, new coach, things will be different. And then ever since, I think people have been like, oh, wait a minute, wait. Oh, wait, it's that bad? Or, wait, this kid can't get in there? And, oh, my God, it's Jacoby Brissett? I think last week was more of the, oh, okay, thank God, he's not going to fall apart right. So early, more than, yay, this team will be awesome.
Oh, yeah, not a yay, this team is awesome, just an energy, a buzz. Like, I think it was palpable at Gillette Stadium, not just with the fans. I thought the team, like, you kind of felt a little something when May was in there.
I mean, when Philadelphia sat all their starters on both sides, listen, how could you not?
I don't care for the negativity in your voice right now.
I'm just
you
got to
start that, somewhere.
No, I even said it, that even though May's doing it, I think people have level jumped. Like, again, it wasn't Darius Slay and Jordan Davis out there,
no.
But it was a good step that the kid needed to take.
In the positive direction.
Yeah.
And that's where I say I feel like there's a little momentum in Patriot Nation.
A little.
Hashtag play May I may be using on Twitter a lot.
I mean, a little, until I think people start to, you know, maybe look around, or here come the final cuts. And yeah, I'll tell you what might have freaked people out a little bit more. The weaponizers of the offense couldn't shake free from Billy Lanny on press coverage, it felt like, on Thursday. And again, that wasn't Darius Slay and people that were out there. Those guys were trying to get open against. I think, unfortunately, hard for Patriot fans. For every good, there's the bad. And then it is the worry of the coach and how will all of this just kind of work out. And then there is the, do you think Patriot Nation has wrapped their head around what they are about to see this season? I
do not.
And you know what? And
that's, some has. Not a majority.
I think there is kind of a like first three game awakening that is about to come along, which will be, oh my God.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. Weird stuff happens in sports. Weird stuff happens in football. I mean, it could happen.
More 6-0 wins. The defense is just going to be nails again.
Because, I would not bet on it.
Well, no, and I wasn't even with Barmore and Judon, let alone you now trade one because he became a pain in the ass, and I want to circle back on that later because as much as I praised Elliott Wolf, I don't know if he set a good precedent with something, but we'll get to it.
Mm.
And with Barmore, somebody asked me, hey, when's Barmore coming back? I'm like, I plan for him to be done for the year, and if you get him, it becomes a bonus. Like,
yep.
Elliott Wolf's got to go out and build the football team thinking, in my opinion, that Barmore's not going to be there. But, yeah, a little bit of renewed maybe enthusiasm.
Whereas I think the Red Sox, there was renewed enthusiasm at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And then there was even a little renewed enthusiasm after you get kind of stomped by the Astros. You still bounce back and you're still hanging around, but now you're 3.5 out heading into a series with the Astros.
Yeah.
I think there's a little this ride might be over for this year. We might be just about petering out here.
We're almost, I would say this series is massive. Let's say Kansas City sweeps and the Red Sox turn around and lose 2 out of 3.
Right,
and then you're 5 back of what is the third wild card spot.
Right.
Because you have Minnesota and Kansas City that are battling in there as well. I think the difference this morning is KC is like a game back of the Twins, but might be closer, similar in the loss column, something of that nature to where those two teams are neck and neck. They've only got one series left. But to your point, yeah, we're also turning the page to September.
Yeah.
Where in the football world, hope does spring eternal. Really, it's hope summer's eternal because normally, 3 weeks into September, you kind of realize, oh, boy,
right,
this ain't going to be good. And I think that will set in. I think the one thing that I'm struggling with is how ugly will it look at certain times of the season? Like, early on, I'm expecting there'll be some deer in the headlights look from the sidelines. There'll be Jacoby picks. There'll be issues.
Mm-hmm.
But in the final 4 weeks of the regular season, let's say, it's a little bit like when we started the year with the Red Sox. Hey, if the record isn't great, but the young guys come along to support the other young guys that are coming along, okay, now you're maybe building something sustainable. There could be the silver lining. Will we be able to get over how bad it's going to look in the first 4 weeks of this year to hope to God there is that on the back end? Because we've really, I think, heart tied it into Drake May in so many ways. But what if these draftable wide receivers don't develop? Can Caden Wallace play on one side or the other? There, it's more than just Drake May that Elliott Wolf and crew have really invested in those weaponizers.
Well, it's
why waiting for them to step up.
It's why everybody got so excited on Drake May's touchdown run that there were 6 draft picks on the field, a couple linemen, a couple receivers, the quarterback, the whole thing. And that is, I think, what people are banking on. It's where Jerod started the year.
Mm-hmm.
Measuring success with, did we build a foundation? Did we build a foundation of players for where we're going, whether that be holdover players, young players, new players, all coming together, how that foundation looks, but did you build a foundation? And to answer your question, you were posing a question, Patriot Nation. Are they ready for what they're going to see? I would go a little closer, a little dial in the focus. Is everybody at Gillette Stadium, including the people working there, ready for what could happen?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.